This is the third and final time we're going to be discussing the Dine HaKrios, the laws of bowing down, and its significance during the Shemona Esrei. As we all know, but nonetheless, the Mechaber tells us, Elu brachos shishochen behen. The times in which we bow during the Amida is ba'avos techil v'sof, ba'hodah techil v'sof. That's what it's called. That the beginning and the end of Avos, the first paragraph, and also the very beginning and the end of the paragraph of Hodah, which is that of Modim. Now, the question that one could ask is, okay, we've learned before that there has to be only four and not more than that. But why in those particular places? Why do we bow down specifically in the paragraph of Avos, twice? And why do we bow down by Hodah, twice? After all, it would maybe make more sense if we can only bow down four times. Maybe we'll split it up a little bit better. Have a couple times we bow down every three or four paragraphs. But instead, they're specifically by these two places, by Avos and by Hodah, by Modim. So the question is why? So it's brought down in the Ri Bar Yakar, brings down the words of the Bereishis Rabba, starting off with the words from the Parshas Vayera, specifically by Kedas Yitzchak, that when Abraham was tested, the very difficult trial of giving up the son, which he loved very much, Yitzchak, the Torah tells us that Abraham lo chazar mihar Maria ela b'schus hashtachava. The only way that he was able to leave this mountain and to be able to have passed this nisayon, this tremendous test, is only by the merit of him bowing down. And he brings down the pasuk. Pasuk says that when he was speaking to the others that were with him, Vayomer Abraham el Narav, he said, Shavu lechem po im achamor, I want you guys to stay over here, hang out with these, with the animals, with the donkeys. Vani vanar neilcha ad ko, myself and this child, my son, Yitzchak, will go. And then the pasuk ends off, v'nishtachave v'nashuv alech, that I will bow down, and then we will return to you. So what does that tell us? Nishtachavem neshuv aleichem. So it's the Bereishis Rabba explains that it's the only reason why neshuv aleichem, that we're able to come back, the only reason why we were successful was because we prostrated ourselves, we humbled ourselves, we bowed down before Hashem. Continues in the words of the Ri Bar Yakar, V'ikar habracha al shem Avraham u'mispalin elokei Avraham alkein anu mishtachnim b'rosh habracha. So therefore, he explains the first two times we bow down, specifically by the first paragraph, even though we do call it Avos. Of course, the very end of the bracha, Magen Avraham, so there's emphasis on Avraham. And therefore, that's the reason why we specifically bow down at this time by the schus, the merit of the Akedah, which he was able to be successful because he bowed down. Okay, well, how about the other two times we bowed down, specifically with regard to Hodah by Modim? So the Ri Bar Yakar tells us, as we'll see in a few moments, the idea of Modim has something to do with the Geula, with the redemption. And we find in Parshat, it says in the Sefer Shemot, it says, Vayikod ha'am v'yishtachavu. More specifically, as we find in the Haggadah, the question that the child asks, Ma havodah hazos lochem? What exactly is this avodah, this service? And the response to this child, the Amartem zevach pesach l'Hashem, this is the sacrifice, the Passover offering, Hashir pasachal, Batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, Hashem passed over the Jewish people in Egypt, even though he wiped out the Egyptians, nonetheless, when it came to our houses, he was saved. And the pasuk ends that we bowed down, the nation bowed down, prostrated ourselves. So the question is, if you read this pasuk, where does the father end talking? When does he stop quoting? It sounds like Vayikod ha'am v'yishtachavu is a side point. He was asking, why are we doing this whole Passover service? And he explained the whole idea. Hashem passed over us and destroyed them, saved us. And then the pasuk ends, Vayikod ha'am v'yishtachavu. So says the Ri Bar Yakar, is explaining that the reason why we merited the geula, the redemption of being able to leave Mitzrayim, was because v'yikodo am yishtachavu. And therefore it was necessary also that the father is telling the child that this is part of the reason why we were able to be saved, because of this idea that we did bow down and we showed our allegiance and our humility to our Maker, to Hashem. And therefore, as the Reb Aryeh Karik continues, he says, Umodim nami shehu achar kach, modim, which is afterwards, lefi shemarnu v'hashevas avodolet ver beisecha, umachazir shechinaso letzion, which we're, of course, we're familiar with these words, nimsa shemedaber b'feirish al binyan beis hamikdash ha'asid. It's talking about not only, as we mentioned, the idea of bowing down caused the Jewish people to have been redeemed from Mitzrayim, so too the same idea of bowing down is a way that will also be redeemed in the future, in the days of the coming of the Mashiach. And therefore the idea of us asking for the return of the Beis HaMikdash, it's necessary also for us to bow down at that particular point in time. And he continues and says, Lokach hikpidu chachamim l'chroa harbi b'hoda. That's the reason why we're particular to bow down at this point in Modim. So that we should not show that we're denying the fact of the hopefully the building soon of the upcoming Beit HaMikdash. So by bowing down, it shows this is the way, this is the mechanism, the method in which the third Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And in conclusion, the words of the Reb Aryeh Karik tells us, as we mentioned a little bit yesterday, the Talmud in Bava Kamma states that when a person is buried, and when a person is, what happens to them? The Shedro Shel Adam Le'achar Shim Shana Nasa Nachash. So he says, according to this Gersa, it takes 70 years, and then the backbone becomes a snake. And then the Gemara said, that's only a person that did not bow down by Modim. And he explains what's the significance of this. Why is this the case? We talked a little bit about this yesterday. He says, when a person bows down during Modim, the significance of that is the upcoming building of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as after that, the coming of the Tchias HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. And therefore, he says, if a person does not bow down during that point, then it's considered as though you're Koper B'Yemos HaMashiach Tchias HaMeisim, as though you're denying those areas in Jewish thought. And therefore, because of that, that's the explanation of the Talmud. But in conclusion, what exactly is the reason, just because we bow down, that's the reason why Abraham was able to survive and pass this test of the Kiddush Yitzchak. Furthermore, this is a way that the Jewish people were redeemed and freed from Egypt, and that we'll also be freed from such. So if we think about the idea of what it means to bow down, it's because a person sometimes in life needs to be willing to bend. They need to bend a little bit when it comes to serving Hashem. When a person does not bend for things, it means that I'm sticking to my guns, I'm believing in certain things, and I'm not changing my mind. When a person bows down, and as we saw in Halacha, it's not enough to bow down a little bit. It's not enough just to bend a little bit, that sometimes I'll listen to Hashem's laws, sometimes I won't, but it's necessary that one must bend down to the point that the vertebrae are protruding outward, which shows that I am completely prostrating myself down, and I'm completely willing to forgo my own will and completely bend to the will of God.